Okay, once again, I'm so sorry for being late. Technical difficulty. Today is Thursday, February 1st, 2018. Can y'all hear me? Special Commissioners Court, we are on the second floor of the Brooks County Courthouse. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States and to the republic of Brooks County, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's go ahead and begin with roll call.
Lady Garza, Commissioner Precinct 1.
Lady Garza, Commissioner Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner Precinct 3.
Tony Martinez, Brooks County Commissioner Precinct 4.
Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with the County Auditor's Office and the County Clerk's Office. This is an open meeting. Let us start with the public comments at this time. That is line item one. Public comments, yes, sir.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good afternoon, sir.
Just to give you an FYI, for your information, according to jail standards, they have changed it to where we will have to be getting a doctor's recommendation on anyone that comes into the jail with medicine that had already been approved to them. Before, we were able to get a registered nurse, an OBN, or an EMT saying, yes, that is there. This is just saying that that's no longer in place, and it has to be by the medical doctor. That's it. This is just for your information, in case we start seeing too many costs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else for public comments? All right, let's move along to line item two, approval of bills and claims.
All right, y'all, now look in front of you. There is nothing out of the ordinary as far as high amounts. I'd like to bring your attention to the very last page. Page 5 shows us our total expenditures. General fund, $29,471.92. Rolling bridge, $9,765.01. Landfill, $1,116.49. Total of $40,343.42.
Any questions? None?
None.
Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Garza, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. And line item three, discuss and approve a $500 incentive for every employee in the Road and Bridge Department that has a CDL from line item 013-000-9097. No, sir.
This incentive was already in the budget. It was budgeted as a CDL incentive. This agreement to the best report, so it can be approved to send it up. There was $10,000 in there. $500 for six, and I don't know, Akuno got transferred to the landfill, and we're going to see what people are going to honor that. So that was seven.
Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Garza, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you. Line item four, discuss and approve for BCFA to use the entire fairgrounds for county fair and carnival February 26th through March 4th, 2018, submitted by Arnold Midalas, BCFA president.
Good afternoon. Yes, ma'am. It's the same thing as after, we have the opening on that Monday, which is February 26th, I believe. I don't have a schedule with me because we have one visit, and it would end on that Sunday, which is March 3rd.
March 3rd? Or 4th?
4th.
Oh, it is? Any questions? Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Vargas. Second? Second by Gatsa. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Go right there, sit up. Arnold. Line item five, discuss and approve lifting a beer ban for BCFA Fair February 26th through March 4th, 2018. You want to lift through the whole week?
Yes, ma'am. Because we had started on that Wednesday, which was Wednesday, we checked in Thursday with show date with Friday, and then Saturday with the auction. Now we have Monday leaving the, we had it last year, but we didn't lift the ban for it. We kind of had to watch people because we added a Royal Court on Monday, I believe, and the kids, the little Kiwi kids show on a Tuesday. So we had a stamp on it, so we had to always be watching for beer. There won't be beer sales, there's kind of different beer sales.
There's not going to be any alcoholic beverages sold during that week at all.
Yes, there is, but it's going to start till Wednesday.
Do we have that in here?
Yes.
Or, are you going to submit it later, or is it in here?
Well, the one that, the permit module is in the secret.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's going to be
later on?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I see. Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Gatsa and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Line item six. Discuss, consider, and approve order restricting outdoor burning. And, of course, as you well know, you want to come up and let us know how many fires we've had in the last week or two. But we're going to redo it.
Well, really, we're not in the threshold of the drought from the Forest Service, but we have seen a rise in fires in the last 4 or 5 weeks. I know the Southern Brook Fire Chief is one really requested a burn ban, and I support him 110%. The only county next to us that isn't a burn ban right now is Duval County. There's a lot of fuel on the ground. Forest Service is taking that and resources closer to us. But really, the whole North Texas is in a bigger drop than we are. A burn ban would help us right now, especially if it doesn't say that they can't burn, especially the big ranches, they've got to have a burn plan and submit it to the NRCS to kind of notify the EOC and the fire chief.
Okay. Any questions?
No.
Any other questions? Do you have a motion to approve?
Yes.
Motion by Vargas, second. Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 10. Discuss and approve the request for a traffic sign to be posted on County Road 214 to advise vehicles to slow down as per the request of Ms. Veronica Villarreal. This is, I believe she has grandchildren and children maybe that she's concerned about, that the vehicles seem to go very fast to the County Road 214. So she's asking if she can get some type of sign out there. Okay.
She said it was to have a sign.
Motion to approve by Vargas, second. Second by Gatsa. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, discuss and approve resolution, line item 11. Discuss and approve resolution adopting the FEMA approved Brooks County, Texas Hazardous Mitigation Plan. This resolution is a resolution of Brooks County adopting the FEMA-approved Brooks County, Texas Hazardous Mitigation Plan. Brooks County recognizes the threat that natural hazards pose to people and property within the county and has created a county-wide hazard mitigation plan for itself in accordance with the Disaster Mitigation Act. Hello? Let's see, everything that can go wrong has gone wrong. Murphy's Law. All right, one more time. Brooks County, Texas Hazard Mitigation Plan identifies mitigation goals and actions to reduce or eliminate long-term risk to people and property in the plan from impacts of future hazards and disasters. An adoption by Commissioner's Court demonstrates a commitment to hazard mitigation and achieving the goals outlined in the plan. And the adoption of this plan will make Brooks County eligible to apply for current, open, and future hazard mitigation grants. And now, therefore, be it resolved by the Commissioner's Court of Brooks County that Brooks County will adopt the FEMA-approved Brooks County, Texas Hazard Mitigation Plan. Do I have a motion to approve? Motion by Gatzlin. Second? Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, submitted by the Sheriff's Department. Discuss and approve submission of grant application and resolution for the 2018-2019 Alien Death Processing and Missing Persons Assistance Grant.
Good afternoon. This is a standard ad. Pretty much so for every year. Any questions?
Okay. Brooks County Court finds that it is in the best interest of the citizen of Brooks County that the Alien Death Processing and Missing Persons. Come on. Hello? Can y'all hear me? All right. The Brooks County Court Commissioner's Court finds it in the best interest of the citizens of Brooks County that the Alien Death Processing and Missing Person Assistance Grant be operated for the 2018-2019. And Brooks County agrees to provide no matching funds requirements for the set project as required by the Office of the Governor grant application. And Brooks County Commissioner's Court agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the Office of the Governor funds, Brooks County assures that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. Brooks County Commissioner's Court designates the Honorable Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera as the grantee's authorized official. The authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant agency. Now, thereof, be it resolved that Brooks County Commissioner's Court approves submission of the grant application for the Alien Death Processing and Missing Persons Assistance Grant to the Office of the Governor. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 13, submitted by Albert Ramirez, CSCD Director. Discuss and approve resolution to continue operating the 79th Judicial District Drug Alcohol Court Diversion Program for the fiscal year 2019. This is also a resolution that the Brooks County Commissioners find it in the best interest of the citizens of Brooks County that the 79th District Drug Alcohol Court Diversion Program be operated for the fiscal year of 2019, and Brooks County Commissioners agrees to provide applicable matching funds for the said project as required by the Office of the Governor's Criminal Justice Division grant application, and Brooks County Commissioners agrees that in the event of loss or misuse of the office and the Governor's fund, the Brooks County Commissioners assure that the funds will be returned to the Office of the Governor in full. Brooks County Commissioners designate Brooks County Judge as the grantee's authorized official. The authorized official is given the power to apply for, accept, reject, alter, or terminate the grant on behalf of the applicant's agency. Now, there be resolved that Brooks County Commissioners approve submission of the grant for the 79th Judicial District Drug Alcohol Port Diversion Program to the Office of the Governor, Criminal Justice Division. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion
by Garza, second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 14, discuss and approve, also submitted by Albert Ramirez, CSCD Director. Line item 14, discuss and approve installation of security cameras on the second floor of the Bloomer Building for the purpose of monitoring the safety of probation staff department.
Basically, asking for the approval of these security cameras. I recently installed some cameras in my Kimball County office, and I'd like to do the same thing for Brooks County.
You're going to pay for it?
Yes. Yeah. Never have been bought, and I have extra cameras, so I'd like to install them.
Those cameras don't work any longer, right? Those over there?
No.
Okay. Questions? Concerns?
On this security camera service that you're going to install or where you do the job, how much is going to cost us to install it? Like who's going to install that?
The department. I'm waiting for the approval. Once I get approval, I'll go out and get some bids to install. There are three cameras. It shouldn't be more than $500 to install. And it won't cost the county anything. It's being picked up by the department.
Okay. Make a motion, please.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second. Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item 15, discuss and approve a proclamation from the Office of the Governor Greg Abbott proclaiming January 2018 as Human Trafficking Prevention Month. As you shall see that there is a, from the state of Texas, the Office of the Governor, and I will... The concepts of freedom, justice, and the pursuit of happiness are woven into the fabric of American culture. We find it hard to fathom that we live in a world where people are deprived of these rights, a world where people are trafficked for labor or bought and sold in the sex trade. The heinous crime of human trafficking is not confined to some remote country. It is happening right here. And even children have become commodities for the pleasure of sexual predators and the profit of traffickers. The state of Texas will not tolerate the inhumane practices carried out by cohesive and manipulative criminals. We provide serious penalties for human traffickers, and we continuously look for ways to better serve the victims. Since the creation of the Child Sex Trafficking Team in my office, innovative and promising practices have been launched around the state. My team knows that a spirit of collaboration is critical in the endeavor, and I commit all those working toward a stronger and more coordinated response. I thank our state service providers, law enforcement officers, and prosecutors for the dedication to combating this terrible crime. I also applaud the faith communities, businesses, foundations, and other advocates who are stepping up to make a difference. I especially want to express my gratitude for the incredible survivors who are sharing their voices and their stories to help others. Their grit and resilience is a testament to the Texas spirit and a constant inspiration to us all. At this time, I encourage all Texans to learn more about the risks and indicators of human trafficking and to do their part in helping end this atrocity. The reality of this evil enterprise can become overwhelming. However, if the past year has taught us anything, it is the fact that Texans will not overcome the face of adversity. Together, we can protect the vulnerable, help victims find healing, and bring offenders to justice. Therefore, I, Greg Abbott, Governor of Texas, do hereby proclaim January 2018 to be the Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Do I have a motion to approve Governor Abbott's proclamation? Resolution, I'm sorry. Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 16, presented by the sheriff, Benny Martinez. Discuss, consider, and act approve the lateral transfer of Eddie Davera from Department of Public Safety Secretary to Brooks County Sheriff's Office.
Good afternoon, just to let you know, I just took the initiative to go ahead and respond to this request. I'm glad by the office that this issue came up and nobody really was addressed it. So, you know, you're talking about a lady that's been with DPS for 18 years, so she's got a lot of tenure with the county. She's under, she was under the color for DPS about 18 years, but yet she was a Brooks County employee. 18-year worker with DPS, I mean, she's quite an asset. And I saw the asset, so I felt like I noticed that no one else wanted it, so I put that. I took the helm like I always do. If there's something needed, I want to get it done. And I did. I know there's some concerns as to why I did, but that's why I did it. I saw the asset in there. So I welcome questions, because it seems like there's questions out there brewing, so please let me have them so I can answer them.
How
will we adopt this? Well, yeah, we have three grants running right now at the same time, so simultaneously they have mandates. We also have the ticket issue that we put in order for at the request of the officer's office, because they want to done every at the end of the month. I'm sure how you get those. The tickets, all the tickets that are written by our traffic department. But that's another issue that goes to your office. We have to go through about the number.
It's a log.
Yes, it's a log.
It's a log.
Sorry.
I think the same thing.
So this way, there's a lot of issues that we have when we utilize them. That's not a problem as far as the utilization. George and I use something up here. What else can I know that the job is there. That's not an issue at all. I can assure you she's going to be busy.
I totally agree. I 100% agree. She's been with us for 18 years, and as I recall, in the last 3 years, we have fought to keep this position open. For DPS, there are now fully staffed with 20 troopers, and I know they're now the state has stepped in and said, okay, we're taking over this position. So that leaves Ms. Vera, you know, kind of, she is our employee, and I think we should honor this request by you. I know that you can, she's a great asset to Brooks County, she always has been, and we've always fought for her. I think that perhaps one more task we might give her might be to kind of cross-train for agenda clerk, to give her the agenda, just, you know, it's once a month.
That could be done. And also cross-train with the tax office, too.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of little avenues that we can look at. But the reason why I did this is just because the advocate she is, and I wouldn't want to miss on that. And I think we owe it to her, after being put down for 18 years.
That's right.
We should take care of it.
Any questions?
I have a question. And it pertains to this, I know we're not on it, but it correlates with 16, line 17, which I thought we should have done that first, since we need to get the money in there first before we can hire somebody.
Exactly. However, we need to hear the background and why we're doing this.
Well, let me
all right. Okay, well, I'm just giving you, okay. Let me know.
Line 17 is incorrect. That amount of money is not what we're going to transfer, because that's the amount of money that was in the beginning of the budget. We're going to have to come back to the table and put the right amount of money that needs to be transferred over to the sheriff's office if the court decides to be in the sheriff's office, and then hire her. Because, hire her, how is she going to pay? because we have to transfer the money first from that department to the sheriff's office, and the way it's written in version 17 is incorrect. And I will not transfer the money if the amount of money that will want to be transferred is incorrect.
What is the difference? Yes, what is the difference in this, in this amount to...
Hold on.
First of all, usually when we do a budget transfer, it's the whole amount.
No.
Okay.
I'm the auditor and I deal with the money. You know what? So if the court wants to approve something that's illegal, I'm not going to approve it. I have the final call when my name is on that check, whoever don't like it. This is the wrong amount of money.
Okay, what's
the right amount of money?
What is the correct amount of money?
I don't know. I mean, if he's already been used, this budget report is 4 months already used.
Well,
that's what the beginning of the
budget. I believe you didn't pay him, right? Since I told him.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Peter over there. But you want to pay it in your budget, sir?
No, this is by
the lateral.
No, you can't pay the full budget.
This is moving over.
You can't.
She's accounting for it. She never changed that.
Sure. You don't understand.
No, you don't understand.
This is my expertise. This
okay.
Is not your area.
Okay. All right. So, August, what are you saying? So, what are you saying, August?
I'm saying we come back to the table and get the right amount of money that should be transferred to it.
We
can't remove him.
It's a public venue.
You cannot remove him.
No, sir.
Why not remove him, sir? The sheriff is requesting he be removed.
You cannot remove him.
Let's go ahead and take a recess. Let's go ahead and take a recess. It is 2:38. Let's take about a 20-minute recess. I said a 20-minute recess. You cannot discuss. Thank you. It is 3:02 p.m. Ready to reconvene after probably 30 minutes to clarify any other outbursts that are not followed by what the judge recommends will be enforced again. Same line item. Discuss, consider, line item 16, and approve the lateral transfer of Erida Vera from Department of Public Safety Secretary to Brooks County Sheriff's Office Secretary.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, sir.
I just wondered, why don't you hire another deputy then?
That was discussed, actually that was brought up to my commanders, and I thought about it for about 2 seconds, and I'll tell you why. And she has committed herself to the county for 18 years, and I just couldn't leave her out that open without anything. I'm those are my opinions.
So we have to accommodate everybody?
We're not accommodating everybody, but this is a particular case. It just so happens that her services are not no longer needed at the station, at the wage station, so we can do that. That's what we've done. But yes, it wasn't a problem, absolutely. But I just couldn't throw it in use for wages because the body does something that
that's not our fault. That's not our fault. It's the state's.
Well, again, I think it's like 18 years over the time.
She's never been a state employee. She has always been a county employee. And we have fought for that position numerous times during budget for years. And they weren't fully staffed. And she didn't have a job at that time. Now they are fully staffed with 20 troopers. And of course, they have to take the situation into their own hands. Now it's been done many times before. And I think that as a court, you should have not somebody else's recommendation, but your own opinion. That's what you get paid for to do, to answer to the public on why we're doing this. To answer to the public that the sheriff is asking and requesting assistance. To answer to the public that 18 years of service means what? Nothing? Just because, you know, someone does not agree with a lateral transfer that actually happened back in 2017 when you took office, sir, through the code enforcement officers, some of the officers that were released, and what we did with lateral transfers. Same thing, different scenario.
I'll support that for some reason the department needs some extra help. I'd be glad to share this asset with them, regardless of who the department is, whether it's Bobby or the library, or anyone else that might need an extra hand. I'll be glad to.
I like that.
Have the asset forward to them, okay, for whatever something that she's needed. I can do that. That's not a problem.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Are you opposing, sir?
Did I say?
Well, I'm asking.
No.
Okay. And that, by not saying anything, that means you are for it. Thank you for the record. All in favor? Aye. Motion approved. Line item 17. Discuss, consider, and approve the budget line item transfer from Department of Public Safety to the appropriate Brooks County Sheriff's Office budget line items. They are as follows. 501205738105. Secretary, $29,484. During, and the reason her salary, she's been with us 18 years, I think at one time there was an increase also recommended by the county auditor's office. Is if you have more than 5 years, you get so much, yada, 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 all this wonderful stuff until, you know, we went almost bankrupt. So, anyway.
That's wrong. Don't say that. That's wrong. Don't be malicious.
Sir, I am not addressing you.
You're maliciously in my office.
I am the presiding officer of the court. Go ahead, sir, and please escort Mr. Petrolia. Keep it down, Mr. Petrolia, please.
No, I'm not going to keep it down. He hasn't done nothing.
Well, you know that.
You know what?
That's ridiculous.
You shouldn't go out, man.
You shouldn't. On behalf of myself, audience, I want to apologize to you guys, to all of you all. I don't believe how we're acting as a senior members of the board or other staff or elected officials.
Okay, order in the court. Keep it down. Now we can take a recess. It's 3:08 p.m. This is for Mr. Petrolia.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We said tomorrow.
So tomorrow, Tony?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's enough.
You can take the malicious comments, Judge. That's ridiculous. You're running for election. That's the kind of judge you are? Come on now. Oh, it's pretty recent.
Please escort him out.
I'm taking my people.
Please escort him out. Please. I don't want another word from him.
I'm talking.
Please escort him out.
Walking out.